Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick spill. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, hello, here we go. Welcome to show number 3117. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. Woo! Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk. On tap today, Ryan Castles, the drug in charge, is into Sit and Spin. Today, we celebrate the holidays with 10 unnecessary Christmas albums.
Name any 10 songs, you're right.
The word goes to bizarre slang. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinking a dog.
All right, here we go. Impressive as Florida couple handcuffed in the back of a squad car still manages to have sex.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, two men walk up to Old Faithful and look down inside and will now be running the court's big checks. All-American cheerleader and quotes very clean thoroughbred white girl cops to a DUI. Chicago White Sox lifelong fan finally goes to his first baseball game because, let's be honest, he's going to die. And Walmart shoplifter runs over man in motorized shopping carts. Not once, but twice. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Explosions happen. Some explosions are controlled or planned, but they don't usually make headlines. Take the pregame pyrotechnics this past Sunday before the Tennessee Titans-Indianapolis game. Titans players come running onto the field as fire burst into the air all around them. Typical stuff before a game until the pyro equipment, as they say, quote, glitched and burst into flames on the field. It was quickly extinguished. The game went on. No lasting damage. As far as lasting damage, farmers in Australia, they just took a financial hit after an explosion at a cryogenic facility. This particular facility has vats of bull semen. Yes, bull semen. And according to reports, the vats exploded, quote, splattering their contents, that would be the bull semen, throughout the building. So there's also that kind of explosion. Sorry, Ted, I just looked at you, saw your face. Think about that. And then there's the explosion that happened in Russia. Now, it happened at the State Research Center of Virology and Biotechnology, one of only two places on Earth that stores both smallpox and Ebola. It blew up one of the labs. Well, Russian authorities, they assure us that it poses no risk to the public.
Nothing to see.
They also denied Chernobyl, election meddling, and the explosion at a military nuclear facility just last month until people got irradiated. So, you know, I'm sure we're all in danger. That's my take. But look, things explode. Sometimes it's cool. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's dangerous. Sometimes it's lethal. But we've all been around it one time or another, and that's what today's question is. What exploded or blew up?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hotels, Hathaway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Welcome to show number 3,117. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, Ryan Castle enters the house. And we will sit and spin today. We celebrate the holidays with 10 unnecessary Christmas albums. You say, why in God's green earth would you guys do holiday and Christmas tunes now at this time of the year? We haven't even had Halloween. We haven't had Thanksgiving. We're not even close to Hanukkah or Christmas holidays or Kwanzaa.
Christmas is invasive. Christmas waits for Labor Day to end and then it creeps into. Actually, you know what inspired it?
I do.
Last week, I will not say the artist.
Why not?
Rob Halford.
Yeah.
He's putting out a Christmas album, and they had a link to one of his songs to his credit. Because one thing I say about Christmas albums, it just drives me crazy. If you're going to put out a Christmas album, which is entirely unnecessary because every song that everyone does has already been done 1,000 freaking times before, at least come up with some original stuff, right? Like, just do something. Stop milking the same old song because they're taking your money, right?
Yeah.
So Rob Halford, he took my advice, and I heard one of his songs, and I thought, you know what? Maybe just go back to covering the classics.
It's just a bunch of...
You don't need to write anything new because it's just as bad.
And it's not bad. It sounds like Rob Halford. I don't think it's that bad. It's a bunch of his buddies in the neighborhood that got together and decided to do this. It's not Judas Priest. It's like Rob Halford and like five dads in the neighborhood. Like, let's do a Christmas album.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey man,
would
you
originals.
Drop your kids off at school, come back to my garage. It is. I heard the one song, and it is in true Rob Halford form. I've never heard reindeer described so blisteringly. And look, dude, seriously.
It's almost like Ronnie James wrote this from Beyond the Grave. You know what I mean? You're riding tigers. Right. All kinds of craziness.
I mean, they do fly. They're a magical animal.
So Ryan Castle coming in. We'll sit and spin with 10 unnecessary Christmas albums. Also, the word goes to bizarre slang. Depending on where you live in this great country of ours, people use different terms for different things. These are some of the more bizarre terms.
All right.
So we all know that some places they say pop, some places they say soda. There are a lot of states out there that just basically use a word that you've never heard, that you can't even comprehend what it means.
Even for a soda?
I mean beyond those types of words.
Okay, I got you.
So, we all know those. If you're in the eastern part of the United States, especially if you're near New Jersey or whatever, you might call it a submarine. You might call it a hoagie, a grinder. It just depends. Well, these are a little bit more deep than that as far as the context and where they are colloquially as far as the language is concerned.
I'll tell you what, when you get to this, tell us colloquially words from what the word is to see if we can figure it out.
All right.
Because if you say pop soda or Coke, I know what you mean.
Sure.
You say grinder, hoagie, submarine.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to give you I'll give you the word, and you try to figure out what the hell it is.
All right.
Fair enough. That's coming up with the word. Well, drink and tell us with a shot of the day, another round of Profile This, and today we're going to talk about what exploded or blew up. Why? One story, really, that we found that we had to tell you about. As we go down under once again to our favorite place, and that would be Australia.
Yeah.
Farmers in Australia are having a hard time of it after vats of bull semen were destroyed in a fire. Around 100 cryogenic cylinders exploded, splattering their contents throughout the building.
You think it sounded like a wedding puke?
Each cylinder in the Yarram Herd Services was worth between $500 and $1,000. They contain shots of semen worth between $5 and $95. Depending on what kind of semen shot.
It's my 21st birthday. We're doing semen shots.
Hey, you need a good semen shot, right? You go down there. You're spending $5. You're going for the 95. Because I have a feeling.
For 95.
You're going to take the 95.
If they're selling the semen of the bull, obviously it's to produce whatever, meat, whatever. I don't know what the different stuff is. But look, it's the $5 semen. Let me put it this way. If I look at your semen menu, if there's one for 95 and there's one for 5, maybe I go mid-range because I don't really get the 95, but clearly.
Is it like dry age? Is it like an añejo? I mean, what makes sense?
I'm a thrill. I think I'm spending about $70.
But let me ask you this.
I want a chance at the price.
But every time they do a wine taste test, okay? So you get all your wine snobs and, hey, you have to get the champagne, right? And they'll spend $110 a bottle. And you get someone else who gets a screw top for $6.99. And they do these taste tests, blind taste tests. So you get the people like myself that don't claim to care about wine. You get the people that act like they know everything about wine. And on average, the wine that they almost universally pick would cost you about $13 a bottle.
Right.
I don't know if the bull semen world is like wine, but in that case, I'm only going to spend $20.
So between $5 and $95, you're spending $20.
I'm going to assume that this bull semen, it's priced like wine. Maybe there's a bull that has a name that everyone knows, right? They go, oh man, you got that from Toro. Hey, that's some good stuff.
Toro.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got me. I'm spending $75.
You're going $75?
I am.
Okay. So you're almost the most expensive steak.
What do you think the difference of quality is good? Because in the end, we're inseminating a cow. She's going to give birth, right?
Well, I want to produce an offspring that'll win a gold medal.
In what? See, that's the thing.
I don't know.
In cow breeding.
It's a bull.
What do you call those competitions? It's a prize-winning cow. I don't know where they get the prize.
Blue ribbon cow, I bet.
Yeah. Or a bull. All right. Maybe I'll produce. You know what? Hell with it.
You're going all in?
I'm going all in. And they're going to go, you know that bull Ted owns? Nobody rides him. Mm-hmm. 8 seconds, my.
Well, after the explosion occurred, the fire commander described the fire as a, quote, unique challenge. He said the liquid inside the cylinders was rapidly expanding. And essentially, the lids of the cryogenic cylinders were just popping off the top and projectiles were being thrown from the building. That led firefighters to go into defense mode.
I bet it did.
Oh, no way.
What?
Okay. So this comes from Metro in England.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They wrote this. I'm going to tell you some of the subtleties that are involved in the writing. I'll start with this.
All right.
At the beginning, farmers in Australia are having a hard time of it.
Yes, I noticed that.
That was the first one. Splattering their contents was another one. This one says, that led firefighters to go in defense mode, beating off any substances headed their way or toward neighboring villages. That's their quote from the actual story. One of the firemen says, I never had anything to do with artificial insemination side of things before. This is definitely different. Oh, my God. Firefighters moistened the flames for more than 2 hours before they got a grip of the situation brought the fire under control. This guy's genius. I don't know who wrote this thing. Let's get a hat off here to Richard Hartley Parkinson, who wrote this thing. Vice Chairman Aaron Thomas told ABC he didn't see it coming, adding that a lot of the farmers who had seen him in the building, that it would be a huge blow for them. He told local news sources, we are coming into the artificial insemination season, so there would have been substantial amounts of semen inside the tanks that we've lost, which was owned by our local farmers, and it can range in value between $5 and $95 per straw. A lot of farmers would have semen stock in the building in those tanks preparing for the artificial process, so we've got that plus all of our herd testing equipment that was in there as well. So this is significant damage, and it's going to have a flow-on effect, especially after the drought. For the last 12 months, it's going to be a real blow for sure. Nothing could be saved from the wreckage of the fire.
Well, I guess not. So we're wondering what this is all about. A couple of people put in comments. This first one I like. It says, the more expensive the sample, the better the calf. I am Margaret in Tacoma. Then it says, just to let you guys know.
She ends every email, I'm Margaret in Tacoma.
You go to a steakhouse, all right? You can get a $95 bone-in ribeye. Maybe it's for two. Or you could get a nice petite filet that maybe only costs $50. Now, just because you spend $95 doesn't necessarily mean the steak is going to be better.
But in that case, they're charging by the amount that you get.
Correct.
Right? But when you go through these menus, they'll even tell us, like, look, when you look at this menu, as far as you know, they all say the same thing. But when you look at each one, they have a different price. And they'll say, like, look, this cow was massaged by Swiss.
In Japan, in the northern part of the cold.
Drank beer, climbed the Himalayas.
Right.
$10,000 a steak. Or you got Benny over here that we found and Natalie shot him in the head, right? It's the same cut, but it's a lot cheaper.
It's not snow beef. Sure.
Someone else let you know that just to let you guys know, the Bulls and Professional Bull Riders Association, a.k.a. the PBR, Bulls like Little Yellow Jacket. I know nothing about Little Yellow Jacket, the bull, but they said their semen is priced at about $1,000 to $2,500 a vial.
Sounds to me like the Bulls are getting paid better than the actual riders.
They're getting paid better than college athletes.
Then we go to Russia, and this is not good at all. A gas explosion at a Russian lab sparked a fire that was later put out. It is one of only two places on Earth to store the smallpox virus. The State Research Center of Biotechnology denied that the fire had exposed the public to pathogens stored inside, some of the deadliest on Earth.
This is coming from Russia. I can only think of one person dumb enough to believe anything they say.
The blast took place during repairs to a fifth-floor sanitary inspection room in the facility in a region of Siberia. The site housed secret biological weapon research during the Soviet era and is now one of Russia's main disease research centers. One worker suffered third-degree burns after the blast, which blew out the glass in the building. The fire reportedly spread throughout the building's ventilation system. A fire covering 30 square meters was later extinguished. Authorities insisted that the room where the explosion occurred was not holding any biohazardous substances and that no structural damage was caused. The mayor there said that the laboratory did not contain any disease samples because of ongoing repair work.
Well, the mayor would know.
The smallpox virus survives in two places on Earth, at Vector in Russia, and at another high-security laboratory at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Russian authorities last month, they were slow to release information about an explosion at a military testing site that caused a big spike in radiation levels. In a region, the blast occurred when a liquid-fueled rocket carrying nuclear materials exploded, killing at least five people.
The only reason they admitted to it is because everyone else monitored the radiation. They said, sure. I'm just saying, look, as a country, the information they put out is 100% incorrect. So I don't know what the deal is with the disease place they got up there, and I hope there's nothing wrong. But once they come out and say you have nothing to worry about, my first thought, if it comes from a Russian mouth, is, oh, I'm worried about it. Chernobyl wasn't happening. We didn't meddle in your elections. No nuclear thing exploded down here last month, except that all these things are true.
There'll be snow for the Winter Olympics.
Right, so when you say there's nothing to worry about, just based on them being the primary source, you send in an international team, I believe. If they're the source of information, you have to be uniquely stupid to believe it. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
They have not come clean about any freaking thing they've done, and certainly not when it's something like that.
They're not going to tell the United States, even if they could. That's just not what they're going to do. They're not going to tell anybody.
They don't do it.
I just watched Chernobyl. I know everything about Russia.
But like a year and a half before they finally said, okay, yeah, maybe something happened. Like, we know something happened, man.
Yeah, obviously. So our question, what exploded or blew up? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola.
Hola. First, I just wanted to say that you guys are like my good friends. I never get to hang out.
No, that is not true. We don't like you. We cannot be your good friends.
There's a reason we don't call you.
Yeah, we always take you off the text line, take you out of the email chain.
Fair enough. So I got a story for you about what exploded. I was maybe like 9 or 10 years old. My sister is about 2 years older than me, but we were both in elementary school together at the time. We came home from school. We're sitting in the living room, and we hear this pop from the kitchen, just pop, and then whoosh, 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 whoosh. And what had happened was we buy like gallons of cranberry juice in my family, right? And
why? Why do you buy, like, is everyone in your family over the age of 98? Like, why do you buy so much cranberry juice?
No, it's just juice. It's for the kids, you know.
Kids love the cranberry juice. They don't want orange juice or apple juice.
Why? Like, that's very unusual. You have to understand that. It's not unusual to you because that's your family and that's what you do.
Like, most people, like, it's orange juice, it's apple juice.
Most families don't buy gallons of one certain juice in particular.
You must have been a very regular family.
You know, like, if you're a 95-year-old guy in Florida, like, I've drank a gallon of orange juice every week of my life. Yeah, okay, but you have gallons of it. So why? Like, cran grape? Just cranberry?
I don't necessarily know the reason why there's gallons in the house.
Because your parents loved it.
They were there. And there's like one in the fridge, then there's like one on top of the fridge that's like, you know, not open yet. And it was a hot day, and the top of the fridge was really hot, too. And the very bottom center of this giant jug of cranberry juice popped, right? It just blew out. And it was like maybe the size of a quarter. And the jug flipped over and then spun in a circle and just aerosoled cranberry juice around the entire kitchen from the top of the fridge. It hit the ceiling. It went all the way into the dining room. It covered every cupboard and wall. Every window.
And because it's red, that's just evil.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long, I mean, are there still traces of this accident if I were to visit that house?
There were, we moved out of that house about 12 years later. When we were pulling stuff off the walls, we were still finding splatters of cranberry.
I believe it, yeah. I can't believe that exploded like that. I had a buddy roommate of mine, and so we're in this house, but this house was so big. It had 6 bedrooms in it, probably 7 bedrooms. And the downstairs in the basement was 2 separate apartments, but there was a main basement area that was that all the members, all the tenants could use. That had washers and dryers, and and like the HVAC system was down there in the main boiler part of the basement. So at one point in time, we come home, and the entire house is surrounded by cops. And when I say it's surrounded by cops, there is one police car that you could identify. Everything else looked like something from a movie. Every cop, I've never seen this before in my life, especially in the small town that I grew up in. There were vans, there were surveillance things, there were dark unmarked cars, they were out in front. They were looking for a guy that used to live below us in one of those apartments.
All right.
And they were asking my roommates questions about this guy. Have you seen him? Are we allowed to go in? Sure, you can go in. You know, and he wasn't there. His possessions were still there. He was not there.
Was he living there while you guys were living
there? He was living there while we were living there. I don't know what time he got there. I don't know. I mean, because you rarely saw the guy. We knew he was there. He'd actually asked us to turn the music down a few times.
Oh, good.
One of those types of guys. So anyway,
basically, guy's always quiet. That guy.
Either way, this guy, he was in trouble for something that we never found out what he was in trouble for. At the same point in time, my buddy Brett and my other buddy Corey, they opened up a brew your own beer shop. All right, so they were going to make their first attempt at homemade beer. Right. So we collected a bunch of bottles because you need bottles to put the stuff in. Well, whatever they did wrong in the process, all right? This beer, about a month later, we hear these gunshots going off in the basement. I mean, just like one after another. And we're all just like, oh, God, he's killing someone. They're going in to kill him. They found his ass. You know, like, so we're like tiptoeing, like trying to be like, well, there's no cops outside. Oh, God, he shot someone in his apartment. He killed somebody downstairs. So, I mean, like we're sneaking down the steps. We open up the door and all that beer is just foamed all over the floor. Some of the glass just blew off the top with a cap still on it. Right, the caps just blew off. 3 cases of homemade beer. I mean, it sounded like fireworks or like gunshots.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, we didn't get to drink it either.
Yeah, that's a double loss.
Because we had 3 cases of beer, and I want to say all the supplies only cost like $15, $20. So we thought we were geniuses. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. what exploded or blew up? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola! You have entered the men's room!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A star from MTV's The Challenge reality show has lost sight in one eye after apparently hitting it with a champagne cork. Theo Campbell, who is based in England, shared a selfie on Instagram with a bandage on his right eye. He wrote, so yeah, basically, 2 eye surgeries later, after a really unfortunate accident, I've lost all vision in my right eye as it got split in half.
Oh!
Who would have thought an exploding champagne cork would be the end of me, but I still have my one eye left looking at the bright side of things. Campbell apparently had a gash down the middle of his eye and ended up getting stitches in his eyeball. It's unlikely I'll see properly again. They did a good job saving it, as they said I might lose my whole eye to begin with. Campbell thanked his Twitter users as well as his Instagram followers for all the messages of support. If anyone knows where a place is that sells cool eye patches, let me know, he wrote.
Reno.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody would know where to get a good eye patch.
That's got to be Reno.
Who would even think about that, right? Who would even hypothetically have that type of conversation about an eye patch store? I mean, come on now. That's ridiculous.
Well, he lives on an island. He could be the first pirate.
Ah, there you go.
By the way, did they say, was he pointing it at himself? Did somebody else blast it at him?
I don't know.
But I'm just going to assume it went directly from bottle to his eyeball.
Most, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What exploded or blew up? 844-999-OLA.
Couple of quick comments. One of the stories that inspired today's question, it happened in Australia. It is a cryogenic factory, but it was storing bull semen, all right? And anyway, the canisters that held the bull semen, it exploded. And they were saying that their samples there go from anywhere from $5 to $95. And that if we were to bid on it, we don't know much about it. I said I'd spend about $20. Ted, you said you're going all in. You're spending the full $95.
Making a prize bowl.
Because we just don't know. But anyway, someone, they comment, they say, in the beef industry, you want a bull whose calves have a higher chance of grading choice or prime. You also look at birth weight and bone structure. So I guess maybe when you're looking at your menu.
What is Black Angus then?
You know, like, they have all these
different levels.
It's a blaxploitation cover band in the 70s.
Yeah, but
I don't know, because what?
I don't know all the grades of meat. I know, I know if something says something like that, I'll go, ooh, Black Angus, I'll get that one.
But still, they have to be varying degree, because there's Wagyu, there's, what's the other one?
Well, there's, right, because there's what, USA, right, there's Prime, there's Choice. So it really just depends on, like, I think, like, the marbling and stuff.
Right.
And then sometimes the names are just how they're raised or the area they're from.
Yeah, I got a Choice steak in the fridge right now, and it was not expensive. So Choice must not be high
quality.
It's
not called Top Choice.
It's just Choice.
You get that ground chuck Choice?
ground chuck
isn't bad, because then you get a lot of fat in it.
Yeah, I just always see the one that's like great for stews.
It's not meant for anything.
It's like, yeah, you need to cook this slowly for a while.
And with other things.
Great for stews means crabby meat. Right. Wonder what would happen if you made stew with really good meat.
You'd regret you.
Yeah, it'd be dumb.
What exploded or blew up? 844-999. Hola, more of your calls in seconds.
Hola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.